Sometimes people are happy to have computers keep track of them and their families. A device that helps reunite lost pets with their owners may soon be used to find missing children or wandering Alzheimer's patients. The device is a tiny computer chip about the size of a grain of rice that can be implanted under the skin. The National Academy of Sciences was interested enough in the microchip to hold a seminar on it this week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For Julius the tabby cat, an implanted microchip was a lifesaver. The orange kitten climbed out of Melissa Barron's bedroom window in San Diego a few weeks ago and disappeared.
I actually didn't think that I was going to get him back because, I mean, I took off the next day and was, like, looking all over the neighborhood. I was just like, oh, my God, he's gone.
Julius was later discovered okay in the median of a busy freeway, but he wasn't wearing tags because he's supposed to be an indoor cat. Fortunately, the local animal shelter was able to identify Julius and contact his grateful owner thanks to a microchip Barron had purchased when she adopted the kitten from the pound.
I never thought that I would actually have to have it used, but it was definitely a good thing that he had it.
ID chips have been used in animals for more than 15 years. The tiny transponders are injected under the skin with a hypodermic needle. Information can then be read off the chips with a handheld receiver. Now, a Florida company called Applied Digital Solutions is marketing a similar device for people. It calls the rice-sized transponder the VeriChip.
VeriChip is the world's first implantable human microchip.
Company president Scott Silverman is implanted himself. Using a handheld device about the size of a garage door opener, he demonstrates how information from the ID chip can be read.
What I'm doing right now is I'm taking one of our proprietary scanners, I'm turning it on, and then I am waving it over my upper right arm where the chip is held, and as you see, it pulls up a verification number that, if you tie it to the database, provides information about Scott Silverman.
That information could be personal, financial, even medical. So far, fewer than a dozen people have actually been injected with the $200 chips. One of those is Leslie Jacobs of Boca Raton, Florida, who was chipped along with her 14-year-old son, Derek, and her husband, Jeffrey.
My husband has a lot of medical problems, and for us, we will do anything to ensure the safety of my husband. And what's so great about the VeriChip, it's with you at all times. It's there when you need it. And once it becomes a standard protocol, an emergency personnel will be able to scan him and know exactly his problems and the medications he's on so that they can treat him properly and not do any harm to him.
For the moment, though, the Jacobs family will have to wait. The Food and Drug Administration told the company last month putting medical information in its database makes VeriChip a medical device, subject to federal regulation. Scott Silverman is now working to overcome that obstacle.
We have cooperated with the FDA. We will continue to cooperate with the FDA, and we will move ahead with whatever the processes are in order to get the VeriChip to market on a timely basis.
Until it gets FDA approval, Applied Digital cannot market the VeriChip for medical purposes, but thanks to a quirk in federal law, the company can sell VeriChip as a security or identification device. Applied Digital is looking for its own identity. Just last year, the company called itself an IT infrastructure company, peddling internet and telecommunication services. When the bottom fell out of that business, Applied Digital reinvented itself as an advanced technology development company, shedding three-quarters of its workforce. VeriChip may now be the best hope for the company, which lost more than $200 million last year. It's marketing the device as a sort of internal ID card. Given the proper scanners, the chip could be used to open locked doors, access one's bank account, or identify missing children.
This company obviously has a solution and they're looking for a problem.
Beth Givens directs the nonprofit Privacy Rights Clearinghouse. Her problem with the company's technology is that it might evolve into other uses, like tracking prisoners, especially if Applied Digital follows through with plans to add global positioning capability.
At this stage of the game, there's the element of choice in the use of these chips. I'm concerned that the day will come when there is no element of choice.
To Scott Silverman, such worries are overblown. He says hundreds of would-be customers have volunteered to be chipped.
The whole idea of all of our technologies is to give people the choice of having these new technologies in an age where some people take security as a higher concern than privacy, than the issues of old.
The company now has distribution centers in four states where customers can get chipped, as well as a specially equipped bus that serves as a rolling chip mobile. Scott Horsley, NPR News.